Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I can imagine this should be like played in high school, Friday Night Football. If you got a band, what do you think, Joe? This is how I would want to bring my team out to this. 8:02 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show and Fan.
I feel this is like what Ben Stiller's dodgeball team came into in the movie Dodgeball.
Joining us right now, our man of the scene, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he is Cordell Woodland. What's up, Cordell?
What's up, guys?
Did your high school have a band?
That's a good question. I honestly can't remember. I feel like that says a lot about my age these days, but I honestly can't remember. I'm feeling a little older these days, man.
We didn't have a band. We had cheerleaders and a step squad.
We definitely had cheerleaders. Yeah. We definitely had cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm. We had at Harford Tech?
Yes.
Were black people there?
Yeah, it was a few.
Because that was the step squad.
Yeah. There was the one white girl with the interesting haircut that was there as well.
But with the short hair? Yeah.
You know, I didn't have a home field.
Really?
We played all every
oh,
game.
Oh, you had
was
to take the
game.
Bus, didn't you?
No, it's Subway.
Subway, yeah. It's all our games.
I'm sorry, Cordell.
Yeah, we just started
Monday Night
the show
Football.
While interviewing
Monday Night Football, Cordell Woodland. The Lions... They get exposed a little bit in week one against Green Bay. We're finding out maybe Green Bay is really, really good. And then all of a sudden they walk all over the Chicago Bears. We're finding out that maybe Chicago is really, really bad. So who are these Detroit Lions?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the time of the year that it is. You're still trying to figure out who's who, honestly, just around the league. And that goes to it just really being a week-to-week league in the NFL, honestly. But especially through the first month. But yeah, I mean, I think it was reasonable to expect the Lions to take a step back when they have the turnover that they had on their coaching staff. So it wasn't really a surprise for me to see them kind of come out flat in Green Bay week one. Also wasn't really a surprise for me to see them kind of take it to the Bears in week two. I still think they're an offense that scares you. They're an offense that can be explosive. They've got probably the best slot receiver in the league, and Amon-Ra St. Brown's coming off a three-touchdown game. They've got one of the best backfields in the league, led by Jahmyr Gibbs, who can literally do everything. And Jared Goff is still one of the better play-action passers in the league, and Jameson Williams can threaten you deep. I mean, they've got so many challenges offensively, and even defense, they're solid. So they're still a team you have to worry about. And I'm expecting them to at least put up a solid fight on Monday.
What do you think about the injury roster now for the Ravens? Because it's like a who's who of everybody important right now. You talk about Wiggins, likely, Madubuike, Ricard, now Van Noy. Like how many of these folks are you going to actually play in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think today will give us a clearer picture. I don't really get the sense that Madubuike would miss this game. Wiggins, we'll see. I mean, you start talking about a groin, you just never know. So, especially at that position. So that one kind of got to take it day by day. Ricard, I mean, that's one that's just as head scratching as anything because it's like, when did this happen? Yeah. And why is it taking so long for him to get back? You do wonder. I mean, John didn't want to use the word setback on Monday, but he also didn't know what else to call it. So, I mean, it's clear he's not progressing as quickly as they thought or hoped. And that's been a little bit of a speed bump for their offense, as you saw on Sunday, where they struggled to run the ball against the Browns. Still no excuses. I'm not giving this team any excuses this year. They're too good, and they ran the ball down Buffalo's throat. So, I don't expect what they look like on Cleveland against Cleveland in the run game to be the case every week. But no doubt Patrick Ricard is a loss. And likely, I don't anticipate likely playing Monday. But we'll see as the week goes on. In my mind, I think likely returns in week four.
Hey, let me ask you this about, so the Lions come into town, obviously, and as we said, they look like two different teams, week one and week two. The Ravens, although they didn't run the football last week, they dominated that game across the board. I think getting the Lions outside and their style of play, especially outside, is tailor-made for the Ravens and what they do if they're able to slow down the run. What are your thoughts just specifically on the D-line trying to shut down this run game? Because Jahmyr Gibbs is special. I mean, there's no question about it.
Yeah.
And even if you shut him down in the run game, he can still beat you in the pass game.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like he's one of those dudes to where just by slowing the run game down, it doesn't take him out of the game. And to their credit, they will keep running the ball because they have two good running backs in Gibbs and David Montgomery. So, you know, they
and also Goff's game is predicated on what you said earlier, exactly, the play action pass.
Yeah,
exactly. They understand what happens if they get one dimensional, even with the talented receiving core that they have. So, yeah, I mean, they're not the same team that they are when they're on turf, you know, compared to when they're on grass, no doubt about it. And then, you know, having to come into the bank on Monday night, I mean, it's going to be a crazy atmosphere. I'm sure the guys will be ready to go. But, yeah, I mean, that could be the telltale of the game. And you go back to that Buffalo game, they couldn't stop anything, let alone the run. So that's going to be important for them to be able to at least try to make Detroit be one-dimensional on Monday night.
All right, give me a winner and a score.
I do think the Ravens win. A part of me feels like they'll kind of, you know, put them away. But I don't get the sense that I had 2 years ago when Detroit came in and it was all this hype and the Ravens kind of just put it to them.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll look like that. But I do think the Ravens on the tail end of the game will be able to separate themselves. I anticipate this being maybe a 37-28 game.
All right, Cordell, what can we hear you next week?
Well, me and Ben will be on tonight from 7 to 9 after BBT. Fridays usually, I think Friday, same time, 7 to 9 next week as well after BBT. Friday is our new night as of now, at least until baseball season ends.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot, Cordell. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
583-1057. Let's go to Arnold and get Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Rob, I was wondering, not to be weird or anything like that, but what do you do in your spare time? I was at the Ravens game on Sunday and Orioles game yesterday, and I see Rob R. Long tagged all over the city.
Yep.
Are you in a gang, or are you just
gang
in your spare time? Just
why do I have to be in a gang, man? Why do I have to be in a gang?
Just an artist. It is a gang, but I'm just
man, you got to pick gang? My gang doesn't like me calling them. I'm not the gang, man. That's not me, Chris. That's not me. I'm telling you.
You think Rob would be caught dead at a gas station doing that? He pays people to do that.
That's
with Oriole tickets.
I'm just messing with you. I didn't take offense to it. No, that's not me, though. I mean, it 2 years ago was an article in the Baltimore Banner.
Oh, that's right.
They actually interviewed me. I'm like, listen, I'm from Baltimore. And I love the fact that when you see R. Long, you instantly think of me. I love that, but it ain't me.
You're lucky they didn't interview me, because I'd have been on record saying I've seen him do it. I was with him. We were downtown in Fed Hill I'd find out all the places that had him and said, hey, you know what? March 13th, Rob and I went here, and he tagged this place. Yeah. It would have been a totally different story.
My brother wanted to do something where he videoed somebody walking out from the R. Long, with doing R. Long with a shirt, and then put me on Facebook later on that day with that shirt on.
You know, with AI, they could just make it.
He was going to set me up and not tell me, but he thought about, like, yeah, nah, people might really believe it. He said, I was going to set you up, dude. 14, he bought me a shirt. He said he wanted to buy two of them and have somebody walk out with their shirt on as they spray painted R. Long. No, it's not me, folks. Shovels at 8:30, but on the other side, college football preview up next on The Fan. 8:8.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
18 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. College football preview. I got some games for you guys, man. Got some games for you. Let's go with this. Let's go number 17, Texas Tech. Traveling to Salt Lake City, Utah to take on the number 16, Utah. Utes. Those Utes. Ed, who you like in this one?
Texas Tech.
Texas Tech. Why?
The defensive line. If I'm not mistaken, they're incredible against the run.
Yeah. Pretty good. Just,
they're really, really good.
Pretty good. You're going with Texas Tech. Yep. I'm going with the home team, Utah, in this one. I think Utah goes 4-0, 1-0 in the Big 12. What you think, Jeremy?
I love Utah here. Again, like these are they're both really good. If you ain't seen Baron Morton for Texas Tech, the kid can absolutely sling it. Really fun to watch. And then on top of it, you know, you start looking at Dampier for Utah, the quarterback there can beat you with his feet, with his arm. I think Utah's the better team. The one thing I would say, though, Ed's right about them being able to stop the run and how good that D-line's been, but it's been against Arkansas, Pine Bluff, Kent State, and Oregon State. Mm-hmm. You play who's on your schedule, so yeah. They look really good. They should be a top 25 team. I just think Utah loves these spots. And, oh, by the way, why the hell are they playing at 10 a.m. in Utah? Anybody want to tell me?
It's 12.
Huh?
Oh, because it's 12 here.
Yeah,
right.
That's unheard of. They don't do that on the West Coast or close to it. So I like Utah a lot.
I like Utah. The next game we have for you is a game that Gunnar Henderson is very nervous about. Number 12, Auburn at number 11, Oklahoma. Who you like here, Jeremy?
I like Auburn plus the points. I think Oklahoma probably wins this game. You know, Oklahoma's big win last week over Michigan. I'm not sure how big it is. I don't think Michigan should be ranked.
I don't either.
But again, they did what they were supposed to do at home. I always feel like Oklahoma lets down in these type of spots. So I'll grab the points with Auburn. And it is a bit of a revenge game as Auburn's quarterback was a transfer from OU.
Ed?
Oklahoma, I believe. I just like Oklahoma. I think Auburn is going the other way right now.
Give us a little rendition from something from Oklahoma, the musical.
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plains.
I didn't have that on my bingo card today.
Didn't expect that, did you? Is there any chance at all we can undo that? I'm going with Auburn in this one. I'm going with Auburn in this one.
I didn't expect him to do that.
Number 9, Illinois. Travels to Bloomington, Indiana to take on the number 19 Indiana Hoosiers. Who you got in this one, Ed Norris?
Oh, hang on a second.
Here, I'll go. Let me start this one off as Ed puts himself together here. I think Indiana, we've talked about it. Their head coach coming out of James Madison, all he does is win. He put that program on the map last year, like quickly. I love Elijah Surratt, the wide receiver for Indiana. Illinois has a ton of returning starters. That's why they've been ranked so high. And some people may have gone, is Illinois really that good? Yeah, they brought back a lot of their players from last year. I just think that the line movement's been a little crazy, too, because Indiana's been getting, it's been going up. Right. I mean, I saw some 4.5s earlier this week. It's up to 6, 6.5. I think Indiana's a good team. They've had this game circled. I like Indiana.
Wow, me too.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. I thought you were going to Illinois here.
No, I'm going Indiana as well in this one. Yeah, at home.
I love that Indiana coach, man.
Me too.
He's it's just that I feel like he's created a culture that you don't expect at Indiana football.
South Carolina. Can my Cox bounce back? Ed Norris as they take on number 23, Missouri. Ah, see what a hat you have on. They're on the road, though.
Yeah, your cocks are black and blue.
Yeah. Garnet and gold, man.
They're beat up.
Whatever.
Garnet and black. Who you got?
South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina.
Will Arnett is going to play.
Yes,
his
he is.
Status been updated.
Yes, he is. Yeah. Yes, he is. I think Gamecocks bounce back. Missouri's a good football team. I'm not taking anything away from them, but they did beat Central Arkansas, a battle with Kansas at home, and they beat the Raging Cajuns. Those are their wins.
Yeah, but if you just Central Arkansas, of the Western Arkansas, Eastern Arkansas, Northern Arkansas, and Southern Arkansas is the best one. It's right there in the middle. I mean, all these cupcakes that teams play at the beginning of the year, like we get into week four and you're still going, okay, who are you?
Yeah.
You did what you were supposed to do. Who are you? And I feel that way about Maryland, too. But exactly what you guys said, I think South Carolina keeps it close because it's a road game at Missouri, and Missouri's good. I think they win. But I would take the points in this game.
Bonus round. Florida Gators, they are very disappointed this year. They lost to South Florida. We thought, man, they'll bounce back against LSU. They did not. LSU whooped them. They take on the Miami Hurricanes, 7:30 on Saturday. 7:30 on the road. Who wins this game?
Miami? Yeah. I think Miami wins the game, and I think Billy Napier is going to be gone.
I think he's going to be gone before the season's over with.
What happened to DJ Lagway?
Too. I mean it, yeah.
What happened to DJ Lagway? Dude has his own little sign up at Chipotle, and they better take that damn thing down. Nobody wants to eat what that cat's eating. I mean, what happened? We've had so many disappointing DJs the past couple years in college football. Ugalele or whatever the hell that cat's name was, he sucked. Everywhere he went, he stunk up the joint.
Everywhere.
I think Miami wins. I think Florida can keep it close. They got embarrassed last week.
They
and
sure
usually,
did.
If you are a good team and you get embarrassed, you usually bounce back and play well. Doesn't mean they win. I think Miami's far superior to them.
See, you're right about that, Jeremy. That's why I thought they would bounce back last week because they lost to South Florida. I don't think they bounce back. I think that's who they are. I think they continue to spiral. I think Miami will crush them. I do. I agree with Ed. They may not let Napier get on a plane or probably the bus.
85% of his contract remains, though. But they don't care. I mean,
this is. I got three words for you. SEC.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll matter. They'll find a way down there. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. At the sea and how Ronnie Stanley and the rest of the O-line struggled against Myles Garrett. Any worries about Aiden Hutchinson? We'll talk about that at 8:45. But on the other side, Ed, we're giving out shovels.
Yeah. I have a traffic one because I've been listening to Jeremy, and then you talked yesterday, and then I've been experiencing so much just driving around here to the point where they should have a driving test every time you renew your license. I'm sorry. These are really stupid, but I'm going to go through them. Mm.
If you have a shovel, give us a text. Give a call. Give a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS 1057 The Fan. Shovels next. Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text. 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS 1057 The Fan. Ed Norris will get you a shovel.
People that just simply cannot drive. You shouldn't be out there. They should. I don't know why they hand these licenses out. I cannot imagine these people pass road tests at any time. They're timid. They do stupid things. Just in the last 24 hours. Actually, coming here, just getting coffee this morning. I'm sitting at a red light with not a car anywhere in sight for like a mile. Car in front of me, right turn directional on, just sitting there. Just not moving.
I saw that this morning, too. Yeah. I don't know if we drove by the same place.
I'm serious. The guy just sat there. I'm sitting behind him. Like, and I don't want to be that guy leaning on the horn. I'm like, what are you doing? It's not a red arrow. It's a red light. There's a right on red. Just
you're
go.
You're everybody's beck and call. Like, if I need to stop here and look at where I'm going, you're just going to have to wait. Nobody considers anybody else.
No, that was
road.
Just this morning. And then another guy. I'm trying to make a left turn. I'm going down Lake Avenue, trying to make a left turn. Guy's going to be out of a street. He's got to be like half his car length is almost out past the curb line in the middle. I can't make the turn to get around him. I would have absolutely hit the side of my car. There was no way to do it. He's not in his lane. He's in the middle lane, like 5 feet out. I'm like, and then the best one was yesterday on 695, BMW, you know the ones they put the annoying sound on, like that is not BMW parked. Meh! Like, you know, you bought a 55-year-old BMW and you think you have a nice car.
Yeah.
He comes up excessively fast, had to be doing close to 100, on my left, cuts me off, cuts the next lane off, goes across three lanes to looks like he's getting off the exit, was going to, then decide to swing back into the highway.
Yep.
Like, okay.
Every single day.
It's just, it's stunning how many people just cannot drive.
We'll get your shovel, Jeremy.
And I think you're going to like this one, too. This is an art museum. I don't know if you saw this. An art museum put an ATM up. And the ATM, what some people may not realize, is actually a piece of art where when you go to the ATM, that it'll actually take your name, show your bank account, and then put you on a leaderboard of how much money you have.
What?
Yes. And it just, if you just look at it as a piece of art, you'll see on the main screen, person with the most money, where you're at on the leaderboard of people that have used this ATM. And they're saying, all right, so it's an interactive art installation designed to expose the wealth of Art Basel attendees. Visitors inserted their credit cards, debit cards, whatever, and the ATM took their picture, then displayed their bank account on a public leaderboard, ranking everybody by wealth. I understand why they're doing it.
Yeah.
I would be pissed off if I didn't know that.
Me too.
Because it, like, depending on where you're at in your life,
I'd be at the bottom, so nobody would see it.
We don't have enough time to scroll there. They would actually spit the card back out and say, don't you dare think you're getting money out of here.
Come back when you have money.
But look, I've said this before. I don't understand art. Like, I get it. I can look at something and say, that's beautiful. I can look at something and go, they paid what for that? That would have taken 10 minutes to make. What are you talking about?
I mean, even crazy stuff. Like, I love Dolly. I do.
I like her, too. Her songs.
Hello, Dolly.
No, she had the song that Whitney Houston did, Dolly. You know.
Also 9 to 5.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
I didn't say Dolly. Dolly.
Dolly Pardon.
I'll call you from now on.
Dolly Pardon.
Yeah, Dolly. Dolly. This stuff is wild, but I get it. I love it. It's like, it's when you see it in person, it's really impressive. I've also seen, you know, like, what's this kid, Kelly, for his first name. Solid green canvas. Solid red canvas. That's all he paints. Like, I swear to you, just takes green paint, puts it on the canvas.
He doesn't paint that. He buys him that color.
Ellsworth Kelly, I think. No, was it his name?
I don't know. Anyway. That guy sucks.
My shovel, I don't know the dude's name. My shovel goes to the dude that is improperly crapping on Clayton Kershaw. So last night, I told you, Zach and I went out, hung out, and this dude was across from me. Like, if it's an L, he's sitting on the other side of the L. And the announcement went out that Clayton Kershaw was retiring. He said, and now we went through his numbers. We didn't have to go through his numbers. We know he is the best pitcher of the last 20 years. But Jeremy, his criticism was this. Yeah, for the last 3 years, all he did was start the beginning of the season, sit out the rest of the year, then come back at the end of the season. Clayton Kershaw has 20 starts this year. At the age of 37, he has 20 starts. Mm-hmm. So that's why is it that we have to crap on everybody? How come we just can't say, you know, hey, man, that was a bad man? Regardless if that's true or not, the first things that you say out of your mouth about a no doubt about a surefire first ballot Hall of Famer is, oh, yeah, he's no good anymore anyway. He starts at the beginning of the season, sits out the rest of the year, and comes back with the playoffs. He has 20 starts.
Yeah.
That's not true. We would love for Kyle Bradish this year to have had 20 starts. We would love for Grayson Rodriguez to have one. But the man has 20 starts with an ERA at 3.53, but in typical form, to be the guy at the bar that wants to be the loudest guy that knows it all, you got to say something that was completely inappropriate and untrue. 410-583-1057, Dump Truck Don. What's up, Dump Truck Don?
Good morning, fellas. I think I got two shovels, both for me. One, yesterday, Ed, you'll like this. I messed around and drove into a lane enclosure early in the morning. Nobody was in the construction zone. It was an on-ramp, and when I got on, you usually have barrels that prevent you from going in there. I didn't see the barrel, so I turned right up in there, and I see a truck and some work stuff. I'm like, uh-oh, let's slow down. And I see the interstate, and there's the concrete barrier. I'm like, oh, we're on the wrong side of this. And I drove into the dirt. And luckily, I was able to spin the Cadillac around and get out. That's shovel number one. Shovel number two goes to me also for having dragon fruit first thing in the morning.
I don't even know what dragon fruit is. What is that?
It's, I mean, it's a fruit. It's a type of, like,
with all the seeds in it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I know what it is. I know what it is.
I mean, if you do you call those seeds? Is it technically seeds?
I think so.
Okay.
Well, you know, well, whatever they technically call, I know what you're talking about. Mitch and Owings Mills. What's up, Mitch?
Hey, what's going on, man? I got a shovel, man. Man, you're sitting in line, and, you know, you're waiting for the register. And then all of a sudden, like, you act like you don't got nothing to pay for yet. You wait till they ring up everything. Then you want to start fumbling around in your pocketbook to pull your wallet out and get your change and, or pull your card out and things of that sort, man. And it just takes too much time.
Can I piggyback off of
Please, real quick.
I don't know if you guys have experienced this. I'm not one of those guys that goes to the store and buys groceries for the month. I'm more of a guy that's probably going to hit the grocery store three or four times a week and just grab what he needs. Same, yeah. My wife shops for everything, but when she's not there, that's me. So I'm usually going in picking up three or four items. And I know it's not the people's fault, it's the store's fault. Why do you allow people to go through the self-checkout line when you don't have an express lane? And basically, the one time I got there were four people with a grocery cart filled.
Yep.
Filled. One of them had two grocery carts going through the self-checkout. First off, you can't tell me some of those things ain't scanning. That's why I would eliminate that and have them go through the regular register.
Yeah.
But like what? You're blocking the people that are coming in and out that are just trying to get out of there, and you're looking in front of you, and you got somebody that's taking their sweet-ass time. What, grab one thing with two hands. Let me spin it around. Here's the code. Scan it. Did it scan right? Was that the right price? Can I ask you a question real quick? It's like, just keep it moving, man. Sorry, ass.
I tried to get behind two girls who are just going to college for the first time.
Just they just buying everything.
They had literally everything.
Everything.
The cart was full over the top.
Yes.
The bottom had stuff.
They don't need most of that stuff.
I had razor blades and shaving cream, and they wouldn't let me go ahead of them.
Oh my gosh! Oh my, he's talking about the person that's fumbling for the for the money and stuff. Not grocery store, but you ever take somebody home, and when you pull up in front of their house, they're fumbling for the keys. We started this journey with the purpose of bringing you home. You should have looked for your keys then. You had the whole ride to find your keys. But you wait for me to pull you up to the front door to start looking for these keys.
Yeah.
That's some bull crap. But however, you know what? If he can do it, I can do it. I'm giving Dump Truck Don a shovel. Dump Truck Don, two things. You don't get two shovels. That's number one. And you don't get the call in here with a commentary on why you're getting the shovel. Keep it moving. Call in, give us the shovel, and keep it moving. I want you, Ed, you're like this. I was going down in there. Man.
I kind of liked it.
Just give your shovel and keep it moving. State your business.
Don, we're going to give you Rob's vacation schedule.
Yeah.
That's fine. Please do. Jesus. Dude, he was a preacher. He went to seminary school or somewhere, man. He's got that homiletics rhythm thing going on. He's a preacher somewhere.
I don't know where they teach that, but I want to learn that.
Oh, homiletics?
Yeah.
Homiletics or homiletics? Homiletics.
I have no idea.
I think it's homiletics. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. They taught that at Liberty. I left before that year. I didn't get that. Which 0-2 team is the most desperate to win in week 3? We'll talk about that at 9:15, actually. But on the other side, after seeing how Ronnie Stanley and the rest of the O-line struggled against Myles Garrett, any worries about Aiden Hutchinson? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you saw Ronnie Stanley and the rest of the offensive line struggle last week. Any extra concern about Aiden Hutchinson?
Not really. I mean, you had Myles Garrett last week, so this is
kind of the same thing. He's going to get it 2 weeks in a row. I do feel bad for Stanley because there's not many people. I don't know if there's anybody better than Garrett. And right at his level is Hutchinson. So, I mean, you get two of the best, if not the two best in the league right now. So it's tough back-to-back.
What about you, Jeremy?
Yeah, look, I think Aiden Hutchinson is going to be special, but right now I kind of agree with what Ed's saying. You get two really tough pass rushers, but I felt like the one you got last week was tougher. So you're taking a little bit of a step back. There's not much of a reprieve here because Hutchinson's really good. I mean,
the window to stairs.
Yeah.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And there's one that's clearly better than the other,
yes,
but it ain't great.
It ain't great.
Yeah. And right here.
And not by that much. I mean, he's better, but yeah.
I would probably choose the stairs because there's a chance that my fall could stop before I get to the bottom.
Yeah.
But the window, there's no chance. You're going to hit the bottom. But yeah, I it's not going to be pretty, but fortunately, we have this thing in our offense called Lamar. And he'll figure it out. Yeah. He'll find a way. I just hope we get it to the point one day where we stop having to depend on Lamar to do that, and you actually get guys in front of him who are capable of keeping him clean all the time, or the majority of the time. There's never all the time.
It's been concerning because he's been under pressure for the last couple of weeks. Luckily, it hasn't turned out badly, but it's just a little too much.
Yeah. The Lions are very physical in terms of the pass rushing game. In fact, John Harbaugh spoke about it.
I think they have some physical rushers. You know, they got number 97, he's pretty good, you know, to say the least. And number 92, he's real good too. So they got two strong guys off the edge, and their inside guys are powerful inside guys. So we got to make sure that the pocket doesn't get collapsed. But I don't expect them to strictly do that. I mean, they bring a lot of blitzes, especially on third and medium. And then on first and second down, they'll bring the run blitzes. And they got good rushers, so we're gonna have our hands full, but we're capable. We just gotta do a good job.
He's talking about Marcus Davenport on the other side. So
Marcus,
I'm not wearing any panties.
Marcus, darling,
none of us are getting any younger.
Oh my goodness!
I can't even do it.
Anytime the name Marcus is uttered, it's just every time.
We get schoolboys, don't we?
Oh, the panties. The panties.
Oh, that was good. That was good. Still a little freaky. Oh, I've seen that movie too many times. Reciting the lines.
Eartha Kitt, man.
And she was unbelievable. That was a star-studded cast, man.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't even realize how many stars there was in that at the time.
Martin Lawrence, David Alan Greer, Halle Berry, Robin Givens.
They all blew up.
Chris Rock was in there, too.
Rock was in there. He was the mailroom guy.
And by the way, we're talking about Boomerang. You haven't seen it.
We'll be talking about the offensive line.
Yeah.
Squirrel. Right. Squirrel.
Let me throw it and we'll catch it. You bring it back.
There's no extra concern. I think you'll see a lot of what you saw last week against the Browns. But you'll see a lot of what you saw last week against the Browns and Lamar Jackson. I'm about to say Lamar Anderson. Who's that? Lamar Jackson figuring it out and getting this offense in the end zone. Because that's what they do. That's what, I mean, he is the ultimate cheat code. He and Josh Allen. They're the ultimate cheat codes, man. Like you have some defensive genius.
Mm-hmm.
How come defensive coordinators are never called genius? Anyway, you have some defensive genius. They have been, but they're not called that. Figuring out the ultimate plan to stop the Ravens offense, Jeremy. And guess what? He's got the plan. The plan is foolproof until you put Lamar Jackson in it. There's no game plan for him.
Let's go back to last week. Your running game's not working, right? The Browns did a pretty good job against the run. They didn't do much else, but...
Yeah, the Ravens offense doesn't work without a running game.
And now, I said this before, it's like people that thought he couldn't throw, when Happy Gilmore learned how to putt, everything changed, right?
Everything changed. The whole game changed.
And that's what this feels like. People are like, oh, Lamar can't throw, and then you're watching him going, what do you want to say now? What do you want? He has the highest quarterback rating in the history of the league.
You know, like the guy.
The league.
When you go to a game and there's a guy behind you yapping, predicting everything that happens, and when it doesn't happen, you just kind of look back at him. You don't say, there's no words. That's how this is right now. All those years, all the Lamar can't do. Now, you don't have to, just look back at him. And just stare at him. Like, what now? I mean, maybe 3 years ago, I used to watch games with a group of people. What's the pool room?
What, the?
Top Hat.
Top Hat, yeah. Got it right before you.
And there were a couple of people to criticize this guy all the time. And I used to say, look, dude, I'm telling you, when it's all said and done, he is going to be on the Mount Rushmore. I'm telling you. The dude is legit. Now, full disclosure, Ed, I didn't know there would ever be a time we said he had the all-time highest passer rating in league history. I didn't know that, but I knew the man was a bad man. And all of those guys now, I'm looking back at thinking, okay, what you got now? Oh, Jeremy, what we got? Guess what we got, Jeremy? Let's go to Baltimore and get Marcus.
Marcus. Thanks for calling in, man.
What's up, guys?
What's up, man?
I heard you. Ron and Stanley. So last week I was blessed to watch the game from like a field level. Few experience I've ever had watching football. I see Lamar up close, Miles Garrett come. I'm like, man, he is faster in person. But at the same time, I don't want him to have to be that way. Like, I would love the offensive line to just do the job of an offensive line. And the last thing I'll say is, can somebody tell John Harbaugh to get rid of Fafalele? Like, he is just out there, like, I don't know where to go, coach. What do I do? Do I block? Do I move? Do I run? Do I tackle? Like, I don't think he really knows what he's doing. But that's all I want to say. You guys have a good day.
You too. Yeah. I think Marcus just wanted to hear his name called.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, Marcus, that's fine. It's
they
Friday.
Were talking about me.
Yeah. That's fine. 410-583-1057. Daily Line at 930 with Jeremy Kahn. On the other side, the Ravens deep. Has surrendered 11 plays of 20-plus yards already this season. Second most in the league. Are you about to see a repeat of the beginning of last year? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.